My name is Shahid Mahmood. I came to Newham in 1978 when the world was black and white. It was very, very different at that particular time. And since then, I've worked for the Job Centre. I've worked for an organisation called Community Links, which is based in Newham. Most of my work really has been in Newham, supporting underprivileged communities, supporting people who might need support with regard to not only benefits, but also to see how we can actually empower people, basically. So one of the biggest projects that we started was English Second Language Delivered in a Mosque. So we started that in November 2016. I had run English classes at other centres before, so I had some experience. Requesting people to come along to a mosque, I thought, look, let's see what happens. We got some voluntary teachers and they came along, and I was expecting the Muslim community because that's who we had advertised primarily to. We had 47 students on our first day. About 9 were Muslim and the rest were not. And they had to come into a mosque. They had to take their shoes off, and we had the English learning directly in the mosque. It wasn't in an office, which was adjacent to the mosque or part of the mosque, but no, it was actually where the people pray. So from that time to now, about 750 students have gone through our centre. The main thing was empowering people so they can understand the language that's spoken in the local area. We had a number of people who were people who had come into the UK recently. We had a number of people who had been in the UK for a long time. So some people had been here 40 years, but they had not learned English because they had not required it. The reason being is that they, like most other communities, when you come into an area, even Newham or wherever it is, they tend to come together as communities. For a lot of people, they haven't had to go outside those communities to get what they need. So what we started off as ESOL, English Second Language, we then extended to include mathematics and also basic IT. So it was looking at what the local community needs. It's a pet project, but it's a very beautiful project.